in front of this stall for a swim
match. Yeah, I mean, anytime you miss some time, this time, it was only 2 weeks, and actually I was able to skate a lot pretty much this past week, so felt good. But anytime you, like I said, anytime you miss time, you're a little nervous, and I was happy that we played one of the top teams, and you had to have a mindset that, you know, you might be busy or, felt good, and obviously very happy with the win.
Did you feel like early in the game that you were going to get a lot of action tonight, that you were going to see a lot of shots?
I don't know. I thought that we had a really strong first period. We generated a lot of chances, and obviously big 2-0 lead after the first. But I didn't really. It was back and forth period, and then in a second, I thought that Tampa really they kind of controlled the flow of the game. But in a third, we protected the lead really well, and obviously at the end, huge individual play by Joey and Yarncroc.
Speaking of protecting, they really collapsed in front of you, and they really helped you out tonight.
Big time. A lot of block shots, and you know, we know their skill, and their firepower. You know, especially the top couple lines and their power play, and did a really good job. You know, taking passing lanes and you know, blocking shots, and when I gave up a rebound, it was always our guys who were there.
Do you think Johansson knew where Yossi was before he did the behind-the-back pass for the second goal?
Oh, yeah. If you look at the replay, he takes a little peek and makes that spinorama pass. It was pretty unreal. Beautiful goal. I was just, I don't know, I wasn't surprised, but it was pretty cool to see in a game.
This one feel pretty good knowing where Tampa is in the standings as well.
Big time, yeah. Right now it was seed 1 and 2 in the NHL, so big game, and we responded, and we knew it's going to be a tough game in their building, and we just battled and got it done.
Thanks, Spicy.
Thank you.
Guys, Ryan Johansson.